who I am. Sounds like everybody's done left. You talking to you again there, Chad? K-O-4-N-U-E, I believe it's K-I-4-T-T-Y. Daniel, I didn't get to speak to you, but it was good listening to you, and I appreciate you checking into the net on Tuesday night. And I'll say 7-3s to you, and K-I-4-D-O-S, Gary's still pumping gas, but K-4-O-I-M, I'll clear out, but I'll be sitting here monitoring.
K-O-4-O-I-M, it's good talking to you too, Walt. I've been on the side listening to you guys, so I didn't really have an opportunity to jump in, but I always enjoy talking to you as well. Even if you mess up my call sign when I call the net, which is funny, but I'm good with it. All right, 7-3s.
All right, yours ain't the only one. I don't think I've been calling it. Last night was the 50th week. And I might have got by one night without messing up a call sign or a name. But I'm still learning. 7-3, Daniel, K4OI.
4REI, radio check.
Call sign, this is K4OIM. You making into the repeater just fine, but you got just a little bit of white noise. Are you on a handheld or mobile or base station?
This is K4REI. This is Walt. Walt, I don't know if you remember me, but I was on your, I believe it was the Greenville net about a week ago. I'm out on the trail in DuPont, and I've got a handheld, so it's probably a little weak, and I just want to do a radio check.
Fine for a handheld. You couldn't expect any more out of that. Yeah, you got just a little white noise, but you're perfectly readable. But, you're making it all right.
That's excellent. That's what I want to do. I wanted to check it because I wanted to take this handheld with me whenever we're out hiking on a trail. And right now we're on Ridgeline Trail in Hooker Creek in DuPont. The sun is getting ready to set, so we're starting on our way back down. So we're good, and it's good to hear your voice. I recognized it, and I haven't been on the 2-meter net because I am changing antennas, and I should have that up and running by this weekend. Over.
Get that antenna up and be sure and check into the net each night. And on Tuesday night, when I post the net, after I get through the rag chute portion and send my net report in and close the net out, I have what we call a round table. It's for any ham, especially the new ones. It's got any questions about radios, antennas, or grounding, or even computers. It's just as informal as you can get, and you don't have to be embarrassed about asking a question or anything like that. And we try to help everybody out and help them upgrade and just have a good time. I have stayed down here to after 1 o'clock in the morning with a group of guys trying to help technicians out, trying to advance to a general or either advance from general to extra class. Walt, yeah, I remember talking to you now, especially the name Walt. I'll turn it back to you, Walt. That handheld's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, Walt, I think that particular night I was referring to myself as Walt 2, just so there was no confusion. Yeah, I plan on getting back on the net, and I'm also going to plan on hanging around for that rag chute afterwards, because I'm only, probably about 2 months into amateur radio. I mean, I got my technician in general about 2 months ago, so it's still a big learning curve, especially this antenna thing. So I could use all the help I can get.
We got KK4 JPQ 3. He is quite an antenna expert. He always sticks around and answers questions that's pertaining to antenna stuff. But had several guys come in there, like Chad, KN4NUE. He come in there when he got his technician's class. Next thing you know, he's moved up to a general. Then, seems like just 2 or 3 weeks later, he went and got his extra. And, man, KL4HKX, Patrick up there in Penrose, he went and took his test for his general a couple of weeks ago, or last week, and passed it. We would enjoy you checking in with us and asking questions. That Chad boy, he's the one that when he got his license, he was interested in everything, handling traffic and you name it, in Aries and Skywarn. Yeah, he has been working the Thermal Belt Club up there in Tryon, and from what I hear last week, he got voted in as president of the club up there. So, Wally, it's been nice talking to you. I'm going to have to say 7-3. I got a sore throat like I ain't never had, and I can't get an appointment with a doctor. My doctor got married and got pregnant and on maternity leave. I got to find another doctor now around up here in Edmond to go to with this sore throat, man. I've had it bad here for about 3 days. So with that, Walt, I'll say 7-3s, and I'm going to clear out of here. Okay, 4-0-I-M. I'm clear, but I'll be listening for you found.
I remember those names from the first time I got on, and I do recall Duncan was in there as well. I think he was interested in buying an antenna off you. I don't know whether he ever did that because he was over in Asheville and he was having some antenna challenges. So I do remember that. But this last Tuesday, I was listening in. I couldn't transmit because I had the handheld and I couldn't make the distance. But I did listen in and I remember hearing those names. I'm glad to hear that Chad has moved up so quickly. I kind of entered this hobby late in life. I'm 64, going to be 65, but I'm glad I did anyway. But it's good to hear the new generation coming in and keeping this hobby going forward. I'm going to start on down the hill. Good talking to you again, Walt. I'll definitely get back on again, so we'll talk again, and I appreciate your comeback. We're going to start back down the hill, and 7-3s to you, and hope that that sore throat is mends itself quickly, and you don't have to put up with the discomfort of the sore throat. Take care, and we'll talk again. 7-3s.
K4AM, I'll be clear, but monitor.
REI, we're clear.
Glass mobile again.
KO4HX.
I made a couple of calls, sent an email, and I'm waiting to hear back from the folks on that thing we were discussing earlier.
I surely do appreciate that, and I know he will too.
Well, like I said, hopefully we can help him out and get that straightened out.
We're just trying to get through all the legalese on it.
Yeah, completely. Well, like I said, I called my team leader, and then he told me to shoot the VEC an email, which I did. and he hadn't responded back. Of course, it may take him a little bit to do that. He might not sit in front of his computer like me. You know, I don't sit in front of mine all day, every day. So if I get an email, it may be a while before I answer it or whatnot. But I'll get around to it eventually, though.
Gary, but I'm going to have to jump off here. I got a phone call coming in. So I'm going to say 7-3s. You be careful out there, and I'll talk to you later, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Phone call. I'll be here just a little bit. Get back in there and give us a holler. Sam, KI4DOS. Walt, you still in here?
DOS K4OIM. Yeah, I was just fixing up. Call you back. That last transmission you made to Patrick, he was in a bad location. It was real scratchy, almost unreadable. But I need to meet you somewhere. I'm having to take my grandson back and forth to school now. And my old Ford truck, I'm kind of scared to drive it all the way to Easley. But if there's any time you come in toward Greenville or something, I'd like to meet you and get those items I was wanting from you, Gary.
Work something out. I may just head over to your place this weekend if you're going to be at home.
As far as I know, I'll be here. But, my daughter's transmission went out in her truck, and she ended up buying another car, and she gave me that Chevrolet truck. I'm trying to get money up to get that transmission rebuilt. Yeah, I'm thinking about dropping the price on this 962D antenna tuner to $150, Gary. You think I'm cutting my own throat by doing that?
I don't know, Walt. You got a good price on it as far as I'm concerned. You look at them new and see what they cost new and see what they're selling for, you know, like on EHAM and places like that. You got a good price on it. I don't know. I think it's just the wrong time of year. You know, it's Christmas and everybody's buying everything other than ham radio stuff.
Boy, I done the dumbest thing. I used to wait till Christmas Eve to get my Christmas shopping done. But I had to go to my eye doctor Monday for my final checkup on my eyes, and he said, I'm going to write you a prescription for the weakest prescription I can write, and you're not going to need to wear these glasses all the time, you know, just for like when you're reading or something. He said, you can take it to another optometrist and get the prescription filled, or either go to the Dollar General and buy you a pair of 1.25 reading glasses. And man, I was tickled to death. I ain't having to wear glasses at all now. But when I left his office, I said, well, out here in Morris Springs, Walmart was right above their office. I went in there and got all my Christmas shopping done and went to checkout. They were people lined up from the register all the way back down the aisle where they keep the beer in the food compartment waiting to check out. Out of that whole store, they had two cashiers operate the cash register, Gary.
Got your Christmas shopping done, but yeah, our Walmart over here, I got two of it I can get to real easy, but the one in Easley, I was in there the other day, and they didn't have but two cashiers running, and people standing out in the aisles. They want us to go in there and buy our, you know, do our shopping and go up there and check it out ourselves and put it in the bag and take it out to the cars and everything else. They're getting to where they don't know what customer service is anymore.
Good to hear you on the radio.
Hey, Walt. Good afternoon, Gary. Glad y'all doing okay. I'm alive and kicking. At least I'm kind of kicking anyway. Yeah, I was just laughing about my wife just left to go to Walmart years ago with her, but we're expecting a package for my granddaughter here, and then we'll have to sit down on the front porch this afternoon. But they want you to wander around in there for 2 or 3 hours to pick up as much as you can, but those self-checkout things, every time I use one, if I have to go get any produce or anything like that, you know, that checkout thing don't work. If you want to stop using, you go by there and take some produce and try to run it through there. They won't work. The one at Ingles does pretty good, but one at Walmart, boy, that's just a... It's funny, they got 3 or 4 of those things. They provide 1 or 2 of those self-checkouts working. They got 2 people over there that could be running registers. But the whole thing's just crazy. Go ahead and pick it up, Gary.
Hey, Jerry, hope you're doing well. Good hearing you on there again. They got, I don't know, they've gone crazy, I think, as far as that goes. They want us to do everything ourselves, you know. They don't want to have people out there to help you and check you out and all of this. And like you say, you get produce or something like that, or you have to pick up something that don't have a barcode on it, boy, you're really messed up then. So, I don't know. It's just... it's getting to where I don't like to even go over there if I can help it.
Well, here a while ago telling Chad that he went to get his 2 boys bicycles, and he was on the Woodruff Road. Man, you couldn't have paid me to go over on Woodruff Road. I remember it ain't been that many years ago where you go out there on Woodruff Road and lay down in the middle of the road, and they might be 2 cars passed within 4 or 5 hours. It was all peach orchards and everything, but boy, they ain't no way. I used to have to go to work down there in Malden. I'd go down 14 and turn right at McDonald's on Woodruff Road and go up to, I can't think of the name of that road. It turns and goes down into Malden. But that, man, that is a madhouse over there. There ain't no way I'd get on Woodruff Road. Go ahead, Gary. KEI4DOS, K4OIM, and N4, CJC, I believe. Your call sign, Gary, Jerry, you don't get on the radio enough for me to remember your call sign.
I'm fiddling around with other stuff lately, Walt. I'm usually doing something else when in the morning when people are on in the afternoon, but we've been trying to get a bunch of stuff together and start getting rid of as much stuff as we can. Trying to get stuff. I'm still getting rid of stuff from where my wife's folks both passed away a few years ago. We're still going through that stuff. We've been kind of busy fiddling with that. I'm feeling okay. I don't feel as good as I did, but I'm feeling okay after my little couple problems I had, but I'm okay. I just hadn't been on the radio that much. But my daughter lives right there. Well, she's in Greenville, but she lives right there, just kind of between, right there near, not too far from Millennium Parkway. And we don't get on Malden. We don't get on Woodruff Road unless we can help. You about have to have a helicopter to get in and out of there. But I'm going to tell you, back when I got out of the mill and got into machinery sales, we had our office was just off Woodruff Road, just off 85 there with that... right down there below where I think there's a Target or something. I think maybe Home Depot there now, but we had an office down in there. And when I first started, it wasn't a big deal. But back 2 or 3 years, it just got worse and worse. They finally moved the office over to down there, off of the road. Anyway, we were a good ways off the interstate then. But it's awful. I don't drive on it unless I absolutely have to.
CPA.
Boy, there goes the neighborhood, hey, David. I'm with you there, Jerry. I don't get on Woodruff Road unless I absolutely have to. And if I have to go to my GP, he's out at the corner of 14 and Woodruff Road, so I have to, if I go Woodruff Road then. But that's the only time I go out there if I can keep from it. Quit picking up there, David, KI4DOS Mobile.
Just sitting in traffic here. Getting ready to turn on the Orchard Drive and get play some tennis. So I'd say hello to everybody. And gosh, I don't know who to turn it over to next. Whoever's feeling left out, go ahead.
Somebody's left out, KB4CBA. Good afternoon, David. K4OIM Wallace up here. I figure it's about time you got on to go play tennis, and you'll be back here in a couple hours on your way back home. Or either you're going to Chick-fil-A's or Zaxby's. Got you figured out, Dave. Another thing, Dave, do you think you might be interested in this MFJ legal limit prosecutor?
J. Tuner, what model number?
52D. It's full legal limit with a built-in balance, and it's a roller inductor in tuner with the double needles on it that light up. It's full legal limit. Jerry.
I'd give a chance for Gary. I didn't know whether he was driving somewhere or not. But Dave, good to hear from you. Glad you took out that tennis, and we got our booster shots a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to let you know we got ours. My son got his Sunday, I think. Didn't know if you'd had any more issues out of it or not, but I think you told me you and your wife both had it before, hadn't you? Yeah, you, Dave.
We haven't had the booster. We had COVID, and then we had the shots afterwards in March. And the doctor told me, he gave me a flu shot my visit. I think it was in October. And he said to wait about a week and I could get a booster. But I just haven't, it's best been at least a month or so ago. So I need to go get one. But my wife just for reference, my wife gave blood and they checked for antibodies, which is a good thing. And she still had antibodies that would fight against the COVID in her blood when she gave a few weeks ago. So, I'm not in a big rush to, I figure I probably got them too. I'm as healthier than she is.
Yeah, I was talking about COVID. I think you told me both of y'all had it. Anyway, Walt, you go ahead and pick it up and see if Gary's still back in there, I guess.
Let me jump out of here. I'm at the sports club in Yount Carry on KB4CBA.
Yay. Okay. All right, go on. Good luck on your match, Dave. And KI4DOS, you back yet? It's not, Jerry. It's just you and I. I'm fixing to get off of here and see if I can fix me some chicken noodle soup and get something to go down my throat. I ain't never had a sore throat like this. Oh, so N4DJC, K4OIM. I'll stick around for your pound here, Jerry, and it's good talking to you. 7-3.
Yeah, chicken noodle soup. My doctor always told me use a little water, salt water, gargoyle. That does better than anything. And salt does something. It acts like an antiseptic too to keep it from keep infection down. You be sure and gargle salt water about 2 or 3 times a day too. But that chicken noodle soup does you as much good as anything will. Well, we'll talk to you later. Good talking to you. Hope you're doing. Hope you continue to do okay.
K4OIM, N4DJC,
clear.
KC, K4OIM, 7-3, Jerry, good talking to you. K4OIM, I'll be clear.